sports, politics, life. Joslyn's Jewelry presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has now taken over this crazy case in Marion, Kansas, which is Marion County, which is kind of between Kansas City and Wichita. It's north of Wichita. It's closer to Wichita than Kansas City. Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, not Merriam, the suburb near Mission and Shawnee in the Kansas City area, where they have a local newspaper there called the Marion County Record. And a police raid occurred in the past week. And I did a complete rundown of this entire case on the Patron podcast on Monday afternoon. So this one's fascinating to me. Many of you have been following it, so there's no reason for me to go into great detail about the case and the things going on there. I'll give you the headline of what we did in the Patron podcast. We gave all the details. It's a sordid thing about a restaurant owner who couldn't get a liquor license and the newspaper investigating and the police chief there in Marion, where they only have three police officers, a former Kansas City, Missouri police captain. Perhaps he had misconduct in Kansas City. It's hard to say exactly what's going on, but the sheriff's department partnered up with the police and they raided the newspaper and took all their computers. My outrage over this has nothing to do with the story because nobody knows what's going on in Marion, Kansas. How this unfolds, we don't know. The way it's been reported has been bad police. Evil police went in and took computers and phones from a newspaper. And that it's unprecedented. In fact, the Kansas City Star wrote in a story, this never happens in America, which is just fundamentally dishonest and false. It was 18 months ago that Joe Biden's Department of Justice raided Project Veritas and James O'Keefe's house, an employee's house, took all their cell phones, all their computers, went to their offices, took everything they had because they thought they had Joe Biden's daughter's diary and just took everything. They raided, they just completely destroyed everything that they were doing. No charges filed. Nothing was brought. They had done nothing wrong. This happens all the time. In 2015, when Barack Obama was president, the Department of Justice basically monitored and kept track of all of the Fox News phone lines. They were monitoring Fox News, including James Rosen, who covered the White House. They saw every call he made in, every call he made out. They wanted to know who his sources were for his stories. So they started monitoring their phone lines and tapping their phone calls. They got away with it. It was the Department of Justice. It was so bad under Obama. James Rosen, the reporter who covered the White House, who had his phones basically tapped and monitored, they went ahead and decided to monitor his parents' phone lines. His parents, who were in their 70s. Barack Obama did this. What bothers me about this story is the absolute dishonesty in all the reporting. Immediately, leftist organizations all over the country jumped to the side of the Marion County Record. Now, they may be right. The Marion County Record may have done nothing wrong, but it also could just have one. They have five employees there. They could have one little rogue reporter that did something wrong that's criminal that would lead to this. A woman who owned a restaurant claimed that the newspaper had illegally obtained information about her. She went to a city hall meeting and spoke out in front of the council and said they illegally obtained this information. Several days later, the county sheriff and the police department raided the newspaper and took all their computers and phones from them to try to prove to the case that they were illegally obtaining information about residents in Marion, Kansas. Has it occurred to anyone that the cops have really strong evidence and may or will be right? No, this doesn't occur to any leftist anywhere. This is a newspaper being raided. The man who runs the newspaper was a 26-year professor at the University of Illinois. I assume that he's a well-known liberal around the country in a town that's probably 80% MAGA. 2,000 people live there. This story has all the markings. And again, I'm not taking sides here. When these things first start, I believe the police. Until proven, look, the newspaper's innocent until proven guilty, but the police, to me, you better find some real corruption to tell me that that's what's going on in this small town. It's possible. I've been around in a small towns. It's possible that the police are corrupt. But for the leftist media all over the country to just jump on this and say this never happens is a complete and utter falsehood and lie. It happens all the time with Democrats raiding Republican journalism sites. It happens all the time. This is so common. We have 488 journalists in jail worldwide. In jail. Most of those are from doing their job. Some are because they're criminals. We had 59 arrests or detainments of journalists in the United States last year. Again, sometimes the journalists are the bad guys. They're criminals. I'm not saying all 59 of these arrests are corruption by power arresting journalists. Sometimes journalists are criminals, folks. They do bad things. They're sex predators. They're rapists. They're IRS frauds. They're tax cheats. They drink and drive. There's all kinds of things journalists do that the regular society does that can land them in jail. So these numbers can be misleading. But this turned into a left-wing national assault on the police in Marion. And I personally will not stand for that until somebody proves that to me. And it has not been proven to me that there is corruption. The sheriff's department said we will prove in the end that what we did was the right thing to do. So the headline here is the Kansas Bureau of Investigation has taken over. They've taken it away from the Marion County Sheriff and the Marion City Police. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is on it. And I think everybody involved, if we're going to be perfectly fair here, whether it's the Kansas City Star that's been lying their ass off about this story, just lying their ass off. In fact, the newspaper, by the way, if you go read some of the stories by the newspaper, they're not very well written. They don't attribute anything. They don't say allegedly or according to. Every story that I read on their website yesterday is written like an opinion piece. It just says, here's what we think is fact. So that's bad to begin with. And they say, she falsely claimed this. Well, according to who? You're writing a newspaper story. The newspaper called the woman a liar and said she falsely claimed something. According to who? According to who? And it doesn't have a name on the byline, and it doesn't say this is an opinion piece. They just called her a liar. Well, that's not a news story at all. A news story reports the facts. And if they believe that she falsely claimed something at a city council meeting, you need to attribute that to someone. According to Joe Blow, she falsely claimed this. At least attribute it. Or just say this is an opinion piece. If it's an opinion piece, you can write anything you want. I'm good with that. But they're not doing that at the Marion County Record. The Star's all on board with them. Kansas City Star now says, we will support, we will, quote, assist the Marion County Record in any way we can, unquote. Really? So if they have wrongdoing there, the Star's lawyers are going to come in and help defend them? You're going to assist the Marion County Record in any way we can. If they are criminal in what they're doing, the Kansas City Star is going to go support them with lawyers, with legal team, with what? You're lying again. You're not going to pay your lawyers to defend them if they did something wrong. You're not. You're going to let this go away. You'll never write about it again, and you'll just wash your hands of it. Folks, this story is about left versus right. This is about leftist media hating the police. That's what's going on in Marion, Kansas. I feel good that the KBI, Kansas Bureau of Investigation, has taken over. If you want to hear much more on this, join as a patron. We did a whole bunch on it yesterday on the Patrons Podcast, and we'd love to have you join up. Just go to kksissues.com. All of my thoughts, all of the details, and everything on this case is at the Patron Podcast at kksissues.com. On to the fourth series of indictments against Donald Trump, the boredom of Trump. This one's different. It is not different because it's more dangerous. This he'll never be convicted on this. Well, I say that. There is no chance when this goes through, if any of these 19 people in Georgia, Fulton County, Georgia, are found guilty, it will absolutely 1,000% be overturned on appeal. So let me tell you what's going on. You've heard this news now that 19 people have been indicted. Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff, Rudy Giuliani, some lawyers for President Trump, have all been indicted basically on racketeering. Racketeering is one of those things that can get a quick conviction. They want a trial in 6 months. There are multiple counts here. There's counts all over the place. Donald Trump has come out and said, quote, this is a dark period for our country, and he's right. Hundreds of years ago, Alexander Hamilton warned that the United States, anybody could prosecute anybody, and he said, quote, this is the biggest threat, and it will happen to our democracy at some point, that anybody can prosecute anybody. So listen, all they're trying to do in Georgia, this is really simple, and the reason they've done this, this is not much different than the federal cases. Federal cases will take much longer. Everybody recognizes that. What they're trying to do in Georgia is be the only place where they can actually get a trial going during the election. And probably a conviction because it's Fulton County. They'll stack the jury against Trump. They'll convict him. He'll be found guilty. They will appeal, and Trump will win on appeal. There seems to be little argument on either side about this. No, I mean, not like none. Like nobody's talking about jail time in Georgia. So here's what kind of rigged system we're dealing with now in the United States. A Democrat named Fannie Willis, her name looks like Fanny. Fannie Willis is the Fulton County DA. She's a complete joke. She's given until August 25th for Donald Trump to turn himself in. They want to mugshot him. And by law in Georgia, this will have to be on television. The trial will have to be on television. That's required by law. Now, there are some complications here in Fulton County, which, as you can imagine, is one of the dirtiest, most corrupt, disgusting places in America. The Department of Justice is currently investigating Fulton County and their jail for an inmate death. It is so bad there. They had an inmate die, and the Department of Justice is investigating how they run things. I want you to think of all the scandals we've had in Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri. That's the only way to think of this. Think about Frank White being in charge of bringing down Donald Trump. Now, he's the county executive, so that's a little different. But that's what this is. Think of all the missteps that are made in Jackson County and all of the missteps that are made in Kansas City, Missouri. And then just multiply that by three and say it's Fulton County. The buffoonery here has got to be off the charts. And it is. They're being investigated for the death of an inmate, and they want to put Trump in that jail. See, this is the kind of stuff you don't hear anywhere else. I'll repeat that again. They want to put Trump in the same jail that the DOJ is investigating the death of an inmate. My God, what is happening in this country? Fannie Willis, of course, wants to run for governor someday or senator. That's all this is about. She absolutely knows that she can stack this case against him, that she can win this, but he'll win it on appeal, that it'll never be a firm conviction, and it will never stay. Hillary Clinton commented on this and said, "I can't believe this," unquote. Now, she laughed while saying it, but she can't believe this is going on. That's all this is about. It's about election interference. That is all this is, and she knows it. These people are so inept, you know this already. The indictments came up on the Fulton County website yesterday afternoon, Monday afternoon, 8 or 10 hours before they released them to the public. They were up early, and then, Reuters found them and screenshotted them and printed them, and then they took them down, and then lo and behold, the reaction from Fulton County was, well, we don't know what that is. That's fake. That's just fake. That somebody hacked in and faked that on our website. They lied. That's fake. Oh, but what was fake was actually exactly what eventually came out when they released it for real. But they couldn't release it earlier in the day because the grand jury hadn't voted yes to indict. The grand jury was still in session. They posted it on the website that they were doing it before the grand jury voted. That's how corrupt this is. That is a DA indicting a former president of the United States, period, end of statement. Not a grand jury. Forget the grand jury. This is fraudulent at every level, and everyone knows this. It's a complete and utter scam. It's a shame. It really is a shame. And it is a dark period for our country. I guess, and I was against this for a while, we're just going to have to do it. We're going to have some pathetic DAs and judges in certain places step up now and go after Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or whatever. Just go after them. Mississippi seems like fertile ground. Hunter Biden has a baby mama down there. I'm sure there were some things that he did in Mississippi. They could look into his tax records or carrying weapons across state line or something. They might as well just draw up some charges. How about racketeering? That seems pretty easy. How about finding Hunter Biden anywhere for racketeering? Somebody step up and get him for racketeering. And let's start this. And then we can subpoena Joe Biden and turn the thing into a crap show. Because that's apparently what we're going to do. They want to convict Trump for complaining about the outcome of the election. They didn't do that when Al Gore complained about the hanging chads. They didn't do that when Hillary... She just didn't complain. She ran around and said, this is fraudulent. This is wrong. She taught Trump what to say. All he's done is echo Hillary. This is not a legitimate president. This election was rigged, and it was the Russians. Did we prosecute Hillary for that? No, we didn't. How about when Barack Obama said in 2008, Barack Obama, before he's president, running for president, at a campaign stop in Ohio, Barack Obama was asked, how do we know, because remember the Democrats then thought George Bush had won twice fraudulently, how do we know the elections here in Ohio are going to be fair? And Obama's response was, well, the good news is in Ohio, the Democrats are in charge, so we're in charge of the machines. He freaking said that out loud. It's out there all over the internet if you want to see it. 2008, 15 years ago, Barack Obama says, I don't worry about Ohio. The Democrats are in charge here. He freaking said that on the campaign trail. How profound was that? And how did we not see what they were going to be doing the next couple decades after Barack Obama said that? Get power, use it to win elections. Arrest, put people in charge of machines, change the voting laws, do everything you can to win. This country is a crap show, folks. I'm just going to say it. We're a hot mess. We're a hot mess, and all of this is just completely embarrassing. All they want to do in this case in Georgia, because they know they can never win it, it's a ludicrous case. The whole thing's just ridiculous. It's ludicrous, and they know it, and they brought in everybody. How are you going to get a trial in 6 months when you have 19 people that are supposed to be tried at one time? If one of the 19 pulls out and says, well, I'm going to give a statement against one of the other 18, they pull out and get a separate trial. They can all get separate trials. There's no way they can do this in 6 months, but they have a better chance of doing this than the federal cases. They want the mugshot of Trump, and they want it by August 25th. They want a mugshot of the former president. That's what they want. And they want television coverage of a trial. They want to put him on trial on TV every single day during the campaign and make him be there instead of out campaigning. That's all this is. Now, I'm not smart enough to know this, but there's plenty of people saying if they mugshot Trump, that he will skyrocket up the polls. That even the most hard left, ridiculous leftists in this country know that Trump is not a criminal. They may not like him politically. They may not like him personally. They may have a whole bunch of things about him they don't like, but they don't think he's a criminal. I'll look at Joe Biden the same way. I don't know the law well enough. I know that he's made hundreds of millions of dollars off of influence with his power. I assume that's against the law, that's fraudulent, that's fraud on the American public. I assume that. Here's the problem. I'm just like everyone else. I also assume these freaks in charge are going to do it. And that in some sick way, it's an acceptable practice. Do I want to lock Joe Biden up for life? No, that seems ridiculous to me. Is he a scumbag? Sure. Do I disagree with him? Yeah. There's plenty of people on the left looking at Trump going, is he a scummy guy? Sure. Do I disagree with him? Yeah. Is he a criminal? Deserving of a mugshot? No. He was president of the United States. The American public made him president. They probably made him president a second time, to be honest. So they are really playing with fire here if they mugshot him. To me, the mugshot becomes the essence of the election. Either the American people turn on the Democrats and say that's way too far for politics, or the American public says, wow, Donald Trump really is a criminal. Look at him. Look at that thug. I don't know which it will be, but it seems to me like they're rolling their dice an awful lot in Fulton County saying, this is it. This is our ground zero. This is our Hail Mary. This is our chance to beat Trump, because we know we're not ultimately going to keep this conviction, even if we get him convicted. All the legal experts say winning a racketeering case against Trump in Fulton County should be easy. That'll be easy. They'll stack the jury. It'll just be easy. They can get anybody for racketeering. It'll be easy. They'll stack the jury. It's done. But the appeal, they'll have no chance. These cases are always thin. And you go to a regular fair court, and it'll just get tossed out. The judge in this is a Republican that was appointed by Governor Kemp. So there you go. The grand jury, completely irrelevant. The district attorney is the one who brought this case, and it is an absolute joke. We know what it is. On another legal front, Alan Dershowitz, who is a constitutional lawyer and professor at Harvard, has commented on the Hunter Biden case getting a special counsel. Dershowitz says, yeah, they found something. If they went to a special counsel, they found something after they offered the plea deal. He said, quote, the special counsel probably found something, maybe a smoking gun, maybe just a gun. But Dershowitz points out something very important. Nobody really trusts David Weiss on this thing. He's already been through it with a Swiss cheese knife. Not really a fine tooth comb. Dershowitz says, they moved the jurisdiction of this case from Delaware to Central Florida where Hunter Biden lived. And that's a big deal. When they moved it from Delaware to Central California, according to Dershowitz, that means the special counsel found something. And we got to get this out of Delaware. That's interesting. That is really, really interesting. Still no special counsel investigating the President of the United States for influence peddling, which seems like something we should probably be doing. KKHI is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. We love our friends Tim and Mike at Roberts Robinson. They're the home of the lifetime warranty. They've got great financing rates going right now at Roberts Robinson if you are interested. Brand new Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LTs, 1.9%. Chevy Equinox SUVs, 1.9%. Some GMC Sierra 1500s, 0.9%. How about GMC Acadia, 1.9%. There's models with 1250 cash back. The good old days are back at Roberts Robinson. Save big, finance low, get more for your trade-in. RobertsRobinson.com or visit their showroom in Excelsior Springs. Online, RobertsRobinson.com. We are professional grade. BStock.net has back-to-school doorbusters. Looking for the perfect dorm room TV? 43-inch smart TVs, $209. Flash sale going. LG 50-inch 4K TVs, $259. Don't forget, they got tons of Apple products and accessories. Set your student up for the season. Here we go. The school year is here. Dell, Lenovo, Apple, HP, over hundreds of different models. Perfect for back to school. Come see the stock online at bstock.net or send an email if you're looking for something in particular to sales at bstock.net. Honest to goodness, you got a student that needs a certain computer, email them and say, do you have this? Sales at bstock.net. They will save you big, typically 30% off the other stores. And I'm playing Falcon Ridge this week. I'm excited to do it. I live very near Falcon Ridge, but I play Canyon Farms these days more than Falcon Ridge, which isn't very far away, but I can't wait to play Falcon Ridge. It's been several weeks since I have. The course looks fantastic where I see it from the road, and I'm excited to play. I'm going to play with my buddy Danny Klingscale. We're going to whack it around a little bit. It's another course in the Great Life group of courses, over 50 of them now nationwide, many of which are right here in the Kansas City area. If you'd like to play more golf for one low fee monthly, go to greatlifekc.com or call 913-802-4552. Online at greatlifekc.com. Awesome signature clubs like Falcon Ridge, Prairie Highlands, Staley Farms, Tallgrass in Wichita, Canyon Farms in Lenexa, or destination courses like Osage National at the Lake of the Ozarks. If you want to join, shoot an email to join at greatlifegolf.com. Good folks there. The third party is off and rolling. The third party is called No Labels. You've heard of this. It's Joe Manchin, some others. No Labels. We don't know who their candidate is going to be. They have announced that they are now on the ballot, legit, done, signed, sealed, and delivered in 10 states. So this is the first early news for the 2024 presidential election that really matters. One of the 10 states that it is done is Arizona. There will be a No Labels candidate on the ballot in Arizona. That has to be good news for Republicans. They also are in Nevada, where a third person sounds like it has to be a good thing for Republicans as well. Colorado, North Carolina, Arkansas, and then five other states that are deeply red that it shouldn't really work the other way around. I wouldn't think in the most conservative place, I think Utah was one of them, in the most conservative places, I wouldn't think a guy like Joe Manchin on the ballot would take a bunch of votes away from Trump. I can't see that. So I only am going to mention as we go along when No Labels gets in states that look like hey, there's a chance to pick up some votes here and maybe win that one. So pretty interesting stuff there that No Labels has announced. They are in 10 states. That's pretty cool stuff. Our final news story here before we get to sports is kind of a fun news story. We mentioned earlier this year, and I've blown it to this point, I have not made it to Worlds of Fun, to ride the new Zambezi Zinger, which was the ride of my childhood, Zambezi Zinger. There's a new Zambezi Zinger at Worlds of Fun, and I've not ridden it, but I can't wait to. Now we get this announcement from Silver Dollar City. Now, we didn't have a lot growing up, but two or three times when I was little, we went to Silver Dollar City. We went to Branson for a couple nights. We stayed in cabins with bugs and no air conditioning, and we didn't mind. We drove the old Scout down or the Mercury down. We didn't have a boat or anything like that. We just camped and went to the Bald Knobbers, and my dad would throw a hook in the water and try to catch little fish, and we'd stay in those cabins, and they did at that time have enough money to take us to Silver Dollar City, and we loved it. They didn't have big roller coasters like Worlds of Fun, and it was a different culture. It was like being away from Kansas City. Kansas City has never been an overly cultured town, right? So we didn't grow up with the niceties. But when we got to Silver Dollar City near Branson, we were in a whole different world. We didn't understand mountain people. We didn't know people from Arkansas or Southern Missouri very well. And the culture that we saw at Silver Dollar City was eye-opening. I'd never seen the blacksmith perform and things like this. And my parents had. They knew all of these crafts, all of the trades. And half the fun of going to Silver Dollar City was seeing the tradespeople work, the glass blowers, the blacksmiths. You know what I'm talking about. The people who make the belt buckles right there in front of you. Or the horseshoe guy, all of the different things. It was fun. They had a ride that was like nothing else we'd ever experienced in our life. And we would wait in line to ride it over and over and over. It was called Fire in the Hole. I distinctly remember going indoors. It was an indoor roller coaster where you would ride for a while and it looked like a train was coming right at you. You're completely in the dark before the roller coaster spins out of the way from the light. And every single time it scared me. Then the whole building was appearing to be set on fire. And I could be wrong, but I remember back in those days, there was real fire in that building. It was like, you know, like the gas fireplaces we have now. There were real flames in there. It looked like this thing was going to burn down on you. The whole thing was, you're on fire. You got to get out of this mine. You're in this mine. You're on this car. You got to get out of here before it catches on fire. Fire in the hole. Then, of course, they douse you with water at the end because, you know, it's a fire. I cannot tell you how much I loved that ride. Silver Dollar City has announced they are building a brand new Fire in the Hole. $30 million in the new fire section of Silver Dollar City. And that sounds incredible. We assume it's going to be very similar, but much, much better. That the theme of Fire in the Hole will be the same, but it's going to be better. I'm very excited about that. Sports coming up, brought to you by Advantage Termite and Pest Control, online at AdvantageTPC.com. I was talking with a friend over the weekend who had a big-time pest problem like critters. And I said, dude, here you go. And I just texted him Advantage's number. I said, don't. He said he called three different places, and they said they couldn't get out for like 9 days. I said, dude, do you not listen to my podcast? Come on. Advantage Termite and Pest Control. If you've got a critter problem, they'll get right on it today. They'll bump you to the front. Nobody wants critters, for crying out loud. He had them up in his roof, getting into his house. They found one in the house. They had to go. Advantage Termite and Pest Control is the only way to go for emergency service. AdvantageTPC.com. 913-768-8989. Yes, they provide awesome annual service for your home or your business. You've got an emergency critter problem, call Advantage, 913-768-8989. Amini's Galleria would love to see you this weekend and talk to you about some new bar stools for your man cave. I've talked about my buddy who's redone his man cave. I don't know if he's got new bar stools yet or not. I don't know how he got them. Amini's is the only place to go, 105th and Metcalf. Don't go to sleep on this. If you have friends and family in St. Louis, Tulsa, or Oklahoma City, they have Amini's there. Mention the podcast, and you are a VIP member immediately and qualify for a discount. Just mention Kevin Keatsman Has Issues when you go to Amini's at 105th and Metcalf or St. Louis, Tulsa, or Oklahoma City for any pinball machines, golden tee, pool tables, shuffleboard, hot tubs, saunas. It's all right there at Amini's. And please don't forget the promo code at MyPillow.com. So many of you are so kind that when you go to MyPillow, you remember my promo code. Even if maybe you've been watching television, you see Mike Lindell on there, and they move the promo codes all over the place on TV. You don't even know what they are. The easy way to remember when it's time to get a new pillow, new sheets, new mattress topper, robes, slippers, whatever it is that you're looking for at MyPillow. These are great American-made products. When it's time, use my promo code. There is no other better promo code. So anything that you may see anywhere else doesn't save you anymore. Mine is the maximum promo code. That's the deal we worked out with them at MyPillow.com. You will never save more than using KKHI as your promo code. It also qualifies you at MyStore.com as well. MyStore.com is filled with great national conservative businesses. Use the promo code KKHI. On to sports. We start with the Chiefs and some fun off-the-field news. Chris Jones, as of the recording of this podcast, still not in camp. Chris Jones, to this point, are you ready? He has been fined $1.25 million for all the days of camp he's been missed. He missed a game last week, which is $1.083 million. And if he misses the rest of camp, it's a early camp this year. Mandatory minicamp. He lost $98,000 on that. And he missed a $500,000 bonus he would have received by attending this. So he walked away from that. It's $50,000 a day. But if he misses the rest of camp and doesn't come in until the regular season, he's right now currently, today as we're recording, are you ready for this? This is a whopper. Right now, today, $2.9 million in fines to NFLPA charities. If he doesn't come back through the rest of the preseason games, it'll be a total of $6.1 million for missing all of it. Now, here's the dirty little secret. If he does agree to a deal, he'll get the Chiefs to pay this. The Chiefs can pay this, theoretically, out of Chiefs charities. You know that raffle money you buy? All that stuff you do, all the money you spend with Chiefs charity, the Ronald McDonald stuff, that $1 million they give every year to the Ronald McDonald House? That can come from Chris Jones. I mean, they can pay it for him if they agree to it in a deal. The Chiefs do all kinds of charity, millions and millions and millions of dollars of charity. Most of it comes from us. It's not really their money. It's Chiefs fans donating to charity. So if you want to look at the world cynically, Chris Jones and the Chiefs are fighting over tens of millions of dollars, and the charity money that will be received in the end is probably coming from you and me. See how pro sports works? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to bring you down. Just the reality of the situation. You really think Chris Jones is going to write a $6.1 million check? I don't. I think he'll negotiate it into his deal. Oh, here's our terms of the contract, and you pay my fines. And then they will. And it doesn't come out of the cap. And it doesn't go into the contract. What a scam. Hey, great for the charities. What a scam. Has to be NFLPA approved. So it's NFLPA Players Association charities. I don't know that. I assume Ronald McDonald House is, or some of the other things the Chiefs are involved in. They have a fund. They have it on their, it's basically like payroll for the Chiefs. They have it in their organization every year, money to NFLPA and to charities. It's part of the deal. Remember when the players blackmailed or hijacked the NFL and got that, how much was it? It's 40 some million. No, it's more than that. It's almost $100 million a year. It was over $1 billion, wasn't it? To stop kneeling. Remember the deal with the devil they made? We'll give you $1 billion if you stop kneeling for the anthem. And the money goes to NFLPA charities. These owners have a lot of money. And combined over years, they have a lot of money. And that's probably what this would be. Most experts, here's the part you care about, really. I'm on a soapbox. The last day of camp in St. Joe is Thursday. My bet is Chris Jones is in on Friday. And he is not missing this game. The fines will be over. He's not going to St. Joseph, Missouri. He'll report to Arrowhead on either Thursday or Friday. And he'll never set foot in St. Joseph, Missouri. So he'll go ahead and pay another $150,000 in fines this week. But he's not going to pay the $1.08 million fine for missing this week's game that Chris Jones will be in by Friday. Other teams saw many players come in this week. And they're standing on the sideline at training camp. They're not working out. Part of their deal was, I'll come in, but I'll just stand here. I'm not going to do anything at training camp. Chris Jones could get that deal probably right now if he asked for it. I would be very surprised if Chris Jones is not on the sideline at the Chiefs game on Saturday night. Arizona, I think, Saturday night, right? Very, very surprised if Chris Jones is not there. So look forward to that. The Royals on Monday night had an unbelievable night. Brady Singer's on fire, folks. This guy's just ridiculous. He was filthy on Monday night. Took a no-hitter into the seventh. The Royals were up 5-0 on a Salvi three-run homer, a Bobby Witt Jr. inside the park home run. Jr. went 4-for-5. His average is up to almost 280. The guy keeps going. He's got a chance to hit 300, and he's just going to have a spectacular year. It's pretty obvious Bobby Witt is going to be the Royals player of the year. Will Brady Singer be the pitcher of the year again? I don't know. I'm still pissed at the Royals for the way they treated him earlier this year. And it wasn't that much better last night. They're up 5-0. His pitch count gets up to about 95. In the seventh inning, he loses a no-hitter. You can see he loses his concentration. He starts to throw some pitches in the dirt. He gets hit hard a couple of times. Doesn't give up a run. Gets out of it. It's 5-0 after seven. He's done enough. That's it. Get him out. Get him out. This manager won't do it. Then he gets a runner on. Oh, that's not good enough. Let's get a couple runners on. Oh, now we'll get him out. So what? So he can't lose the game? Then they bring in Carlos Hernandez, who can't get anybody out. And the bullpen loses the whole thing. And next thing you know, the Royals are down 6-5. Look, I believe this to be true. It shouldn't be this way, but it is. If Carlos Hernandez came in to start the eighth inning clean, he would have been fine. You bring him in with two on and nobody out, or two on and one out, it's a totally different deal. I don't know why Brady Singer went back out there. They keep doing it to this guy. Seven innings of one hit, scoreless ball, up 5-0 is good enough. You're not going to the World Series. If the bullpen, learn what you need to learn about Brady Singer and learn what you need to learn about the bullpen. Bring them on. If they blow the game, it ain't Brady's fault. Help the kid out a little bit. Now, earlier in the year, it was about building his confidence. He didn't have it. He's got his confidence now. The guy's nasty. He's filthy. I mean, he was out there pitching last night like I've never seen any Royals pitcher pitch. Greinke, Apier, Cohn, he looked like that. It was sick what he was dealing on Monday night. Just get him out. No harm. He didn't lose any confidence by putting two runners on base. And he's probably pissed at his teammate, Hernandez, because he got charged with these two earned runs. But again, just not good managing. Your reliever has a better chance of pitching well starting a clean inning. Just do it that way, Q. Just start getting him out of the game. This game was 5-0. If it was 1-0 or 2-0, I get it. He's on a roll. He's pitching great. Keep him in. But he showed signs in the seventh that it's over, that he's tired. He lost focus. He lost a no-hitter. He was hanging his head a little bit. You got to read your players, man. I shouldn't be able to read that watching on TV better than you're reading it. But I did. I texted all my friends. That's it. Head to the shower. 7 innings. 5-0. Brady's done. Nope. Let's bring him back. Let's run out his pitch count. For what reason? Man, they don't handle him right. That wasn't a sin. That was not a sin what they did last night. A sin is what they did earlier this year with him. And it was bad. But the Royals are something else, man. They won on a walk-off. A bunt walk-off by Daron Blanco. Scored Samad Taylor. Bobby Witt Jr. was a freak in this game. 4-for-5, inside the park home run, started the bottom of the ninth inning rally with a base hit, went to third on a single, scored on a sack fly by Salvi, tied the game. Then the Royals stole third base, because why not? Steal another base. Then a squeeze play bunt wins the game. It was beautiful. It was really, really, really an entertaining game. The Royals are playing fun baseball. Is that 9 out of 10 at home? 8 out of 9? It's either 8 out of 9 or 9 out of 10. They've won at Kauffman Stadium. They're playing very, very, very good ball at home. The Mariners remain in town on Tuesday. How about this? Why are women leading the way in culture, in sports in America? Why is this? Why are men more chicken spit than women? Male athletes. Why is this? I can't figure it out. We've watched Riley Gaines. She's been a warrior. She's been great on this whole trans swimmer thing. But she's not alone. Golfer Charlie Hull finished second in the British Open last weekend in England. She has asthma, and a bunch of freaks came on the golf course with their smoke bombs and stuff. protesting big oil. They're protesting oil. Oh, have you seen the meme running around the internet where there's people on the street, there's this truck on the side of the road, and they're spray painting it and graffitiing it and protesting oil and whatever, and the news is there, and they interview a guy, and they're like, well, what do you think about what's going on here? And he goes, protesting oil, right? And the reporter goes, yeah, you know, fossil fuels. He goes, yeah, that truck, that's cooking oil. The truck was transporting like canola oil. And the stupid protesters don't know the difference. That oil comes from the ground. It's all natural. You grow that oil. These idiots. These people are nuts, man. Anyway, the Women's British Open's being played. And Charlie Hull is tied for the lead in the final round. And here come the gas freaks. They don't like gas and oil. And so there's smoke bombs everywhere. They didn't have to clear the course. But I give Charlie credit. She's just awesome. This is not something most men would say. She said, yeah, you mean when those, quote, bunch of idiots came out on the course? She said, what were they protesting? Oil? Quote, I wasn't scared when it happened. I just thought, well, look at those idiots. How did they get here today? Oh, they probably drove. I love Charlie Hull. I really don't know her. This is my new favorite golfer. She said it, and she said it in England, where they're even nuttier about, maybe not. They're even nuttier. They have a higher concentration of nutty people there than we do, I think, in England. But I love that she said that. And I just love that women are speaking out on all this stuff. They speak out on trans things more than men. They're fantastic about this. And Andres is a man in Canada who identifies as a woman and won, hey, the Canadian women's powerlifting competition over the weekend. There he was, right up there on the podium. You know, they had those little podiums, first, second, and third. And the second and third place women clapped for him a little bit, but I wouldn't. There were all kinds of women in this competition speaking out that this was an absolute fraud. I do think this. I think if they're just going to allow it, if they're going to allow it, there should be one rule in the competition. When Leah Thomas wins and stands atop the podium, when Ani Andrus wins and stands atop the podium, when the Australian golfer man won the women's tournament and stands there and gets the trophy, absolute positively, the least we can do if we're going to allow this is play Aerosmith, Dude Looks Like a Lady. Can we not? And could Adam Sandler or somebody make a comedy about this? Fast, Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell as a trans athlete. Oh my God, it would be hysterical. Can we not please make fun of this? Can Hollywood not spit out the funniest freaking movie you've ever seen with Will Ferrell as a tranny and Adam Sandler as his coach? Maybe. I don't know. Adam Sandler, the father of the girl that he beats. I don't know. Something like that. This would be great. What a great premise for a movie. Will Ferrell as a trans athlete. I mean, you want to laugh till you hurt? That would be great. Why can't we laugh at this? And why can't we play Aerosmith, Dude Looks Like a Lady, when they win? I'm all on board with that, for sure. Our final is brought to you by the New Car Image, online at thenewcarimage.com. 15% off this August. Either mention the podcast when you call Brad at 816-499-1470 or by using the promo code at their website. Promo code's KKHI. thenewcarimage.com. Folks, if you don't remember the websites of these companies, they're all at the KK list. I have one website with all of our sponsors. Please go there. Feel free anytime to go there. TheKKList.com. They're all right there. They're all people we know, personally vetted. You're going to do very well doing business with them, like the New Car Image. TicketsForLess.com. The promo code is KKHI. Billy Joel, Stevie Nicks, Saturday night, Arrowhead Stadium. There you go. Or if you're looking for Chiefs preseason tickets, I got an email from a gentleman yesterday that listens to the podcast. He has six children. The whole family's going to a preseason game because the tickets are so affordable. And he showed me his receipt in the email. He goes, look at the money you saved me with the promo code KKHI at ticketsforless.com. Earth Effects Outdoor is online at eeoutdoor.com. Fall cleanup is right around the corner. Not just leaves, but brush, things to be cleared. Maybe you'd like to have your lawn overseeded Earth Effects Outdoor, would love to work with you. Maybe you need a new coat of mulch here as summer has just dried everything out. EEOutdoor.com for all your outdoor needs, including hardscapes like kitchens, fire pits, hardscapes, lighting, berms, trees, ponds, retaining walls. Earth Effects Outdoor is your landscaper at EEOutdoor.com. And did you guys hear our weekend edition of KK? This is not our final yet, but did you hear the weekend edition? If you didn't hear it, we're going to be from time to time doing some sponsor features where you meet the sponsors. So you get to know them a little bit. We had John and Heather on from Amazing Garage Floors. And if you didn't hear that podcast, we put it up on Saturday. And I will title these things Meet the Sponsor. So you'll see it, Meet the Sponsor. If you want to hear more about these companies and more importantly, these people, we don't really talk about their company that much. What they're about, what they believe politically, what they think of sports, it's kind of fun. I enjoy having them on. They're good people, and I want you to know them as well as I know them. So if you haven't met John and Heather, go back and listen to the one two podcasts ago that came up on Saturday called Meet the Sponsors. It's our friends at AmazingGarageFloors.net. They're cool people. We're starting to see a free agent sign. Zeke Elliott's going to the Patriots, right? The Jets signed the running back. They got this. We're starting to see people come in. So football is getting serious now. We talked about the holdouts coming in. Some of these free agents that have been out are getting signed up too. So that's kind of exciting. And there'll be a lot of news on that as we go forward this week on the podcast. We're very much looking forward to that. But our final today comes from a listener who's been with us from the beginning. I'm not going to give your last name because I don't know if I'm supposed to or not. But you probably know Jeff a little bit. He's been around for quite a while. He's just a really interesting guy. And we got him a KKHI t-shirt a couple of years ago, near the beginning of when we started the podcast. And he sent me a photo from Madrid. He says, "Hey, Kevin, just got back from a trip. Thought you'd like to see what I was doing. Here's my photo from Madrid outside the bullfighting ring. I wore my KKHI t-shirt there. So far, your t-shirt has traveled to Iceland, Norway, Amsterdam, Belgium, London, Nova Scotia, Portugal, and Spain. I should have taken pictures of it all along the way, but I finally thought of it last week in Madrid. It's also been all across the United States from South Carolina to Hawaii. It's probably getting a little worse for the wear, so I may have to get a new one. I'm going to take it to the Caribbean. That's our next trip planned." He's retired, which is our scheduled trip. So just trying to spread the word of Kevin Keatsman has issues around the world. Keep up the good fight, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. And yes, I want the whole world to know I have issues, for sure. No, that's awesome. Because I have this theory about the t-shirts. People will see it and then maybe get on their phone and Google it. What the heck is that? You know, we don't really define on the shirt what it is. If people see it, they may go, "What is that?" And so thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. We're going to get you a new t-shirt. He says he's wearing that one out. We will get him a new one. Again, if you want to know much more about the Marion County Record and the story everybody's talking about, the way that's been covered, this is right in my wheelhouse. Journalism, the way the media is covering this story. I'm not an expert on police, but I love the police. The band, too. I actually like the police department, but I also love the band, the police. It's just a fascinating story. I did a full 20 minutes on it yesterday for the Patron podcast. It's the kind of thing we do on the Patron podcast that don't always carry over to the regular because patrons already heard it, and I'm not going to redo it. If you'd like to become a patron, folks, it's only $5 a month. It's easy to sign up. You go to kkhasissues.com, do it on your desktop, your laptop, whatever. You can do it on your phone as well. It's $5. You get typically 3 premium podcasts a week and then the newsletter on the weekend. And it really supports what we do here. And there's a big charitable component to it as well. So we love using the patron program for charity. And we would love to have you on board for that. I like to have more people on board mostly because if I'm going to do the work, I would like more people to hear it or read it, especially the newsletter. People seem to just love the newsletter. And I wish I could send it to all the listeners, but I can't. It wouldn't be fair to the patrons. And I'm too lazy to do a second newsletter and send it to everybody. There's 33,000 of you out there, 3 subscribers right now. And I feel like a couple hundred more of you ought to sign up for the patron program and start reading the newsletter. I think you'll like it and like it a lot. KKHasIssues.com. Just click on Become a Patron. And thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.